Good morning, honorable member.
Good morning, Chair.
Morning, Chair.
Morning, Chair.
Polisa, can you flag the agenda? Good morning again, honorable members. You are welcome to this meeting. Can I request that we observe a moment of silence for meditation or prayer? Thank you very much, honorable members. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the agenda?
Hi, I see you. Good.
Yes, honorable Malachi.
I move.
Honorable Malachi, move for the adoption of the agenda. Can I get the seconder?
I second.
Thank you, honorable.
My name is Chris Malamaj. I stand to second the move of the agenda.
Thank you, honorable Malachi.
Steady.
Morning, Chairperson. Morning, members. I didn't receive any apology, Chairperson. It's only Dr. Kumalo's apology that I received then for up until the 1st of November. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable members, as we have adopted the agenda today, we are considering the General the Planning and Monitoring has presented to us and ourselves engaged with the department and entities. This is our parliament. I'm now going to allow Sabelo to take us through. Members, I hope you have received the report in time. Members, did you receive the report within the required agreement of the committee?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much. Sabelo, take us through. If you can be very fast, because we, by 12 o'clock, we must finish because we must drive to the city of Cape Town for the budget.
Okay. Noted, Chairperson. Once again, good morning to Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. As confirmed, the BRRR report was sent about, let's say, last week, and some members sent suggestions. So, in order for us to save time, I suggest that we're going to go through section by section, and if members have something to add, we'll add, and then recommendations will go one by one. So this is the BRRR for As a way of introduction, this is a BRRR for human settlements for the year 2021-22. And this was informed by reports from the department and its entities. Also, the AG gave a reflection on the performance of the department, which was also followed by the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. The introduction basically gives...
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
The introduction gives a constitutional mandate of the department, which is to provide human settlements in sustainable environments, and also talks about the Section 26 of the Constitution, that everyone has got a right to sustainable housing. And then the second issue is that the department implements this right, which is through the MTSF and also other measures that are there that are relating to improved quality of life for all households. The second section talks about the mandate of the committee, and amongst other things is to consider legislation and to conduct oversight and to participate in international agreements, and also to play an oversight over the department and the entities as we are doing right now. The following section, which is the mandate of the department, this talks about the department's mandate in determining and financing and promoting and ensuring a coherent housing policy, and this is achieved through the comprehensive plan, or the PNG plan, which is was adopted in 2004. And also the outcomes 8, which is an agreement between the various ministers and the president, and the outcomes 8 outlines what key outcomes that are expected from the human settlements sector, and also the policy that is most relevant here, which is on the next topic, is the National Development Plan, or a framework which outlines is a roadmap towards achieving sustainable human settlements by 2030. And this, amongst other things, talks about the catalytic project and having this special master plan that seeks to address the dysfunctioning human settlements, and also talks about the need to promoting youth and women in human settlements, and in order to deal with the backlog, it encourages the upscaling of delivery of informal settlements. The following section, which is the purpose of the BRRR, basically it indicates that the purpose of the BRRR is to provide budgetary recommendations on, and then the methodology that was used to compile the BRRR, where the firstly is the National Development Plan, the medium-term strategic framework, the State of the Nation Address, and the reports from the department and entities, and also the reflection that is provided by the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, and also the AG of South Africa. As indicated earlier on, that the vision that anchors what the department does and how the department is monitored is the NDP, and those are the key priorities of the NDP. Firstly, to systematically respond to special planning across South Africa, and also to implement catalytic interventions, to ensure that there's a balance between social equity, economic, and environmental sustainability, and to ensure that there are through housing freedoms are achieved. This is the medium strategic framework of 2019 to 2024, and it also indicates the strategic target or focus, and which is a special transformation through the multi-program integration using the PDAs and ensuring adequate housing and improved quality of life and ensuring security of tenure. And in order to achieve these specific MTSF targets, there are specific targets that are here for human settlement sector. Firstly, to deliver a number of subsidized housing units to respond to the finance-linked individual subsidy program, to provide service stands, social housing and rental housing, to provide CRUs, and also to address a number of informal settlements into phase three. So the strategic focus for the human settlements sector would be to ensure that investments in the identified areas is done, and also provide infrastructure, and to improve the neighborhood designs, and to ensure sustainable human settlements by ensuring that public spaces are catered for. And those public spaces, as we know, the places where the communities can be able to play, they can be able to be safe on the streets, and they can be able to have trading spaces, and also encourage food gardens in within those settlements, and also to support the construction industry and the real estate industry, and to ensure the creation of and ensure transformation in those groups that were identified earlier on. So that would be youth, women, and people with disabilities, and in the main, the African, the blacks. And to ensure that the data that is used is evidence-based, this also talks to the system that the department uses, such as the HSS system, in order to make policy research-informed policy decisions. It is critical that the data that is used is evidence-based. Then it's also anchored on the FONA, which was presented by the president in February 2020. And according to the president, the key focus areas, the first one is the infrastructure fund, which is about 96 billion for student accommodation, social housing, and telecommunication, and also water and sanitation and transport. And also the president referred to the need to fund catalytic projects, and there was a value of 21 billion which was anticipated to commence the construction between in the year 2023. And also there was a need for the private sector to participate. Lastly, the issue of identification of state-owned land by the Housing Development Agency to ensure that hectares of land are available for sustainable human settlements. But specifically here, these pieces of land were the ones that belong to the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. Honorable members, this is the reporting session for the department and entities, and this talks about the performance of the department, and that it was performing in very hostile conditions, which were affected by the COVID-19 and the issue of the lack of well-located land. And furthermore, there were issues of disruption, service delivery disruptions in KwaZulu-Natal that took place in 2022-21. So also this section summarizes the challenges that were experienced, such as the mushrooming or the increasing of informal settlements and the lack of a bulk infrastructure, delays in procurement processes, and the regulatory and governance incapacity in the land planning process, and the constraints associated with funding, the issue of urbanization, and the issues of inequality and high levels of indebtedness. And this is especially true in relation to the finance linked in the individual subsidy program, because this program requires people to have a relationship with the banks. And if people are highly indebted, then banks tend to frown upon that. And then the following section talks about the issues that have been experienced, the governance issues that have been experienced. In the main, the Housing Development Agency, CSOS, and NHBRC. And the following section talks about the interventions that were implemented in order to address some of these issues. Maybe one to pick up on one is the one of the financed link in the visual subsidy program that previously it was hard to implement this policy in rural areas, but now the department has expanded to include permission to occupy in rural areas, and therefore this policy can now be implemented in rural settings. This following section is about the allocations of the department, that the department spent about 30.696 billion out of the appropriation of 31.68 billion. And it further talks about the allocation and performance of each program in the department, and the administration is reflected there. The program on integrated human settlements planning and development is reflected there, that it appropriated 21.24 billion, and which was 67.3 of the total appropriation of the department, and the department spent 99.7% of those funds. And also in the informal settlements program, they received 8.42 billion, and they spent 450.14 million. The program 4 on rental and social housing, received an appropriation of 936 million, and they spent 850.89 million. The program number 5, which is affordable housing, was appropriated 588.8 million, and they spent 589.52 million. And the section below talks about the overall audit outcome of the department, that it remained unchanged from the previous audit outcomes, and the department received an unqualified opinion, and there were issues relating to financial statements and issues with compliance to legislation and so on. It also talks about the issue that the department was not with a DG because he was redeployed to a different department within the ambit of the Department of Public Service and Administration. The following talks about the achievements of the departments, and I'm not going to go through that. I'm sure members went through those achievements. And then the section that follows after that is the reporting by entities. The first entity is NHBRC, and the section covers the finances of NHBRC and the audit outcome of the NHBRC, and indicating that it remained unchanged from previous three cycles audit, and with the entity receiving an unqualified opinion. And then it talks about the achievements that the NHBRC has achieved, basically ensuring that 75% of its budget was allocated to Black economic empowerment, and achieving 93% of its performance target, and ensuring that the online registration for home builders is accessible and is in the internet platform, and all builders can access it throughout the country. Also, the NHFC, which is the National Housing Finance Institution, reported that 73.9 a surplus of 73.9 million against the surplus of 16.6 million. And also there's a report on the AG, which indicates that they also remained unchanged for the past 3 years. And also the audit outcome achieved was an unqualified audit opinion with findings relating to legislation and material misstatements, and there were common issues of non-compliance with the finance systems. The achievements are indicated as listed. The following entity is the Social Housing Regulatory Authority, and the expenditure on the consolidated capital grant as part of the project development and funding program increased by that amount, and this allocation was they spent 104 against receipts. And then the overall audit outcome also remained the same, and there were issues of internal control deficiencies, and they were identified as non-compliance with relevant laws and regulations. And this was also, there was also a problem with financial statements, and also material amendments made to annual performance report. This is a reflection of the achievement by SHRA. The following entity is the Housing Development Agency, and here the HDA audit outcome remains stagnant for the previous financial year, resulting in significant material misstatements and weakness in control environment. And the following narration explains that. And also in the HDA, it was found that there was a problem with the leadership, and there were problems with the key and important senior management positions that were not filled. But it was acknowledged that the HDA was in the process of filling this. Perhaps here with the HDA, what is important is to note that in order to stabilize the entity, the department appointed several, well, two administrators, which was Mr. Neville Cheney and Dr. Mahoba, to administrate the entity and to ensure stability. The Property Practitioners Regulatory Authority, the overall audit outcome for PRA was a qualified opinion, regressed from unqualified in the last financial year to qualified audit opinion in the year under review due to material misstatements, and also the opening balance of receivables from exchange, receivables from non-exchange, payables from exchange, and payables from exchange which were not supported by reliable underlying records. So also the entity regressed with regards to non-compliance and also non-compliance with the supply chain management. And those are the achievements by the entity. With regards to CISOS, it is critical here to note that overall CISOS has underspent, and also there was an improvement on the audit outcomes from the baseline, which was qualified to unqualified audit opinion, and those are the achievements of the CISOS. And maybe to pick on one is the establishment of the new board, which has started to work. And then the reflection on the AG, which talks about the outcomes of the department, and the AG identified several issues that are impeding on the department's performance, which is amongst other things the issue of the lack of consequence management and the lack of coordination. And also these issues were identified by the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. So as have listed in the previous sections, in each entity and the department, the AG reflected on those audit outcomes. So the AG made very important recommendations to the committee. For instance, that there should be a better coordination and reporting across the human settlements sector. And this is important because if the targets are smartly reported on, it will assist both the national department, provinces, and also the municipalities to report smartly and accordingly, and there will be no duplication of reporting. And the AG made several recommendations to say that the committee should also follow up on the recommendations that the department has not addressed, or other recurring issues in the audit outcomes. as I've indicated also that there was a reflection on the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, and they also raised issues in relation to land, the identification of land, which is followed by the rezoning of land and the high cost relating to well-located land for human settlements. And also this is important because what tends to happen is that when there's a high cost of land, human settlements or RTP houses tend to be developed in peripheries where they are in outside of towns, and this is also this also results in urban sprawl, and we all know that urban sprawl is a situation where human settlements are built without necessary economic infrastructure to support those sprawl. It's just a situation where houses are just built like that, no supporting infrastructure. So these recommendations are also integrated into committee recommendations, and those the recommendations will be read one by one in order to give members a chance to contribute to those recommendations. Okay, so after being briefed by the AG, the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, the department and the entities, the committee made the following observations, and then it provided the recommendations relating to those observations. With regards to observation number one, the committee was deeply concerned about the lack of project management skills at departmental and provincial level, with much reliance on professional teams or implementing agents who were appointed to manage projects. Recommendation: conduct project management training for relevant technical staff. Progress in this regard must be presented to the committee in the first quarter of the 2022-23 financial year. Observation number two, the committee was concerned about the lack of adequate enforcement of action plans on non-performance challenges to ensure that concerns are addressed through appropriate interventions and actions. Recommendation: consequence management must be applied to prevent reoccurrence of irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Number three, the committee observed that there was a low response in improving key controls and addressing risk areas, which is indicative of lack of accountability. Recommendation: ensure the establishment of action plans that should be closely monitored to ensure issues raised are addressed to avoid repeat findings. Number four, the committee observed that there was a lack of adequate coordination by the department with other government departments, municipalities, and implementing agencies. This results in fragmented human settlements with a lack of access to schools, clinics, recreational facilities, lack of running water, adequate sanitation, and economic activities. Recommendation: ensure coordinated planning and reporting across the government institutions and agencies and agents to ensure that projects attracting housing investment from government access to basic and economic activities. Number five, the committee noted that outcomes of some of the entities that remain stagnant for the past 4 years. This includes the department, NHBRC, NHSC and SHRA have been receiving an unqualified audit with findings outcome. The CISOs had improved from qualifying to unqualified with findings. However, the committee was concerned that the HDA had been stagnant with qualified opinion. The EAB regressed from unqualified with findings to a qualification. Recommendation, develop plans to address recurring regression and stagnation by both the department and affected entities. This plan must be prepared to the committee, must be presented to the committee in the first quarter of 2020-23 financial year. Observation number six, the committee was concerned about misinterpretation and non-compliance with compliance of legislation by NHSC and SHRA. Part of the problem is that is the instability in the finance leadership that had occurred over the years. Recommendation, ensure that NHSC and SHRA management put adequate controls in place to address material findings identified on financial statements and compliance with legislation. Furthermore, management should ensure that recommendations by external auditors are implemented timely and the key finance leadership vacancies are filled. Number seven, the committee observed that the HDA audit outcome had remained stagnant from the previous financial year as a result of significant material misstatement and a weakened controlled environment, which had seen an increased number of control deficiencies that had been identified during audit and untimely, resulting in qualified opinion on the financial statements. The entity was without a functioning and effective accounting authority for 8 months of the financial period, with a board being appointed in November 2021. Recommendation, put in place controls to prevent further control deficiencies, ensure the employment of qualified and ethical individuals in key positions to prevent employees from acting in positions for a long time. Number eight, the committee noted with concern that the Property Practitioners Fidelity Fund had regressed due to non-compliance findings noted. These non-compliance were mainly due to non-compliance with supply chain management processes. There were instances of non-compliance findings noted that were in relation to supply chain management policies. Recommendation, ensure compliance with supply chain management policy, urgently and adequately conduct an investigation into the causes of non-compliance, institute consequence management towards those officials who deliberately do not comply with supply chain management policy. Number nine, the committee noted that there were disparities spending versus achievements on the HSDG in provinces. For instance, Northwest spent 92% of their grant, but only achieved or met 50% of the top structure. Furthermore, the Free State province spent 97% of its budget, but only achieved 40% of completed top structure. Recommendation, assist provincial departments to spend HSDG, provide training on the development of business plans, ensure that all prospective projects comply with the project readiness matrix system. Both the Northwest and the Free State should present their challenges encountered in proper spending of all human settlements grants. Number 10, the committee observed or noted with concern the persisting problem of lack of suitable land for development of low-cost houses that has resulted in land invasion becoming increasingly rampant as an alternative for these, for those in need. Delays in the transfer and rezoning of land, including government-owned land, denies the poor household to improve their living conditions. High cost of well-located land for human settlements development drives development to periphery, contributing to urban sprawl as a result of low zoning, low rezoning or strategically located, well-located land in PDAs. Development still implemented outside of urban edge, adversely affecting poor household. The recommendation, ensure that the HDA identifies, acquires, and releases suitable land for human settlement. Government-owned land should be identified and released for the development of human settlements. Fast track the zoning processes of strategically well located land. Number 11, there's a lack of forward planning by provinces and poor contract performance affect overall delivery of houses for the poor who suffer the consequence of inefficiency. Assist provinces and municipalities to ensure that they plan for the future, blacklist contractors who perform poorly. Number 12, the committee was concerned about poor delivery of title deeds of both historical backlog and new title deeds, which accumulates to about 6.2% against the target of MTSF. Recommendation, urgently address the systematic issues contributing to a growing title deeds backlog. Consider best practice models. A framework for addressing these issues should be presented to the committee in the third quarter of the 22-23 financial year. Support the initiatives by the presidency or Department of Monitoring and Evaluation to urgently coordinate intergovernmental title deeds summit and implementation of the recommendations be placed under Interministerial Committee for Land. And this recommendation, as I've indicated earlier on, is reflected in the section by Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, section 10.1. Observation number 11, the committee expressed with serious concern that the department did not reach its own annual, its own 30% annual target of rezoning land for PDAs. Recommendation, improve performance in the rezoning of land for PDAs, closely work with HDA to ensure that rezoning of land for PDAs is improved. The department should provide the committee with clear time frames on when they would meet their targets on rezoning of for PDAs. Furthermore, the HDA should ensure the release of strategically well-located public and privately owned land for human settlements development. Number 14, the committee was concerned about 5 tenders with a value of 13 million, which was awarded even though proper tender processes were not followed, and why was the tender not published in the tender portal even though there was no money lost? Why did the department deviate from following proper procedures? Recommendation, institute consequence management for irregular and improper awarding of tenders. The department should provide the committee with an action plan and clear time frames in this regard. Number 15, the committee raised serious concerns that the department failed to utilize the total allocated budget for the financial year ending 31 March 2022 in order to improve the lives of South Africans. Recommendation: ensure that the department has proper plans to utilize budget allocated to human settlement sector. Ensure that business plans are developed on time to prevent reallocation of funds and fiscal dumping. Observation number 16, the committee noted with concern that the overall of the 51% of targets were achieved, which is one of the lowest performance metrics, which also suggests that the department started on a very low bar. The committee also expressed concern regarding the program of the department as a program 2 and 3, the integrated human settlements planning, which only achieved 41% of targets, but the department spent 99.3% of the budget, and that's a red flag. Recommendation: develop plans to improve departmental performance and stabilize the human settlement sector. These plans must be presented to the committee in the second quarter of 22-23 financial year. Furthermore, ensure that funds spent are aligned to a target, to targets achieved. Number 17, the committee was concerned about individuals who deliberately do not pay service providers within the stipulated 30-day period. The committee expressed concern that some of these individuals are only given warnings in irregular expenditure, as some of these cases are recurring cases. Recommendation: ensure consequence management is applied to those individuals who deliberately do not pay service providers within the stipulated 30-day period. Number 18, the committee noted the report that the property practitioners and regulatory authority is undertaking disciplinary measures against senior managers. Recommendation: the committee wishes to encourage the entity and the department to fast track the disciplinary processes and provide the committee with quarterly updates on the matter. The observation number 19, the committee has observed that the department, even though it had revised its medium-term strategic framework downwards, it seemed that it is not going to achieve these revised targets. Recommendation: develop plans to ensure that the department achieves those revised targets, and those plans should be presented to the committee on the second quarter of 2022-23 financial year. And the conclusion basically says that in order to achieve the goals or targets set in the NDP, the committee should ensure that these recurring issues are addressed. Report to be considered. Thank you, Chairperson and members.
Thank you very much, Sabelo. members, that is the proposed report. Can I then see hands that wants to engage on the report? Honorable Powell, Honorable Mokgotsu, Honorable Buthaseki, those are the hands that I've recognized now. Honorable Powell.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chair, I've gone through the BRRR report for this year and for last year, and I've got a number of questions to ask and inputs to make. So in the BRRR report that we adopted for this financial year that we're now reviewing to improve performance, the committee made undertakings on a number of quarterly progress reports that were supposed to have been presented to the committee in the current calendar year. And these were all detailed and adopted in the previous BRRR. So for example, I'll just draw one example because I know we don't have much time, but it says here, last year's BRRR, take disciplinary actions against staff who caused irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure at the NHFC, the NHBRC and the CSAT. The committee must be informed of actions taken in the second quarter of in the first quarter of the 21-22 financial year. Then again, we talk about AG findings and that the department must develop action plans to address findings and internal audit plans, and that progress on the implementation of each of these entity plans must be reported to the committee quarterly. Then, for example, the rental relief fund was a huge issue last year. Again, it says previously action should be taken and reported to the committee quarterly. It goes on and on. I'm just concerned because I went through every single committee meeting that we've hosted that we've had this year on the parliamentary website. And there are basically, we've had none of these quarterly reports presented to us from the entities. So we are, as a committee, we haven't fulfilled our own undertakings in last year's BRRR. So I think going forward, we need to be very cautious that whatever we as a committee today adopt, that we are able to schedule those meetings and that the content advisors for this committee make sure that whatever is adopted, whether we have to have three meetings a week, because we're currently in dereliction of our own undertakings. Now, I've listened to Sabelo take us through, I've read the report, and I'm concerned that upfront, the BRRR for this year lists and it speaks to achievements, but not directly to the failures. So it's not necessarily upfront a true reflection of the shocking performance of the department. And I think there was general consensus in the committee of just how poorly the department performed this year at only achieving 41% of targets. Now, Sabelo, my first recommendation to you is that upfront, where you detail per the national department and then per entity what's happened, you detail the financial performance, but you also need to detail the performance against the four programs in terms of the achievements. So for example, the Integrated Human Settlements Program, the department was only able to achieve 41% of their targets because right now you've done a financial report and then you've done a list of achievements, but no true reflection of the actual progress. Then there's no indication per entity of the extensive amounts upfront of irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. So where targets weren't met in entities, that's not detailed again upfront. It's only, you've only done financials and then achievements. We need to bring that upfront. Then in respect of what the targets were for each program, I've spoken to that needs to be brought upfront. This is before we get to any of the recommendations. Then in terms of the past financial year, we've only had annual performance plans of entities, but not once in the calendar year, January through to date, have we had a single quarterly performance report from a single entity. Now, we've had performance reports for the national department. I've gone and looked at those reports. Those only speak to the national department's four programs. So not once this year have we received a single quarterly report from an entity. So we need to make sure that in this BRRR report, we ensure that we receive quarterly reports from each of our entities, and those can contain the recommendations in terms of the turnarounds. And then again, we've had no quarterly reports we'd actually not had one single report from any of our metros on their USDG or their HSDG expenditure for this entire calendar year either, not one single meeting. And I spoke to Kaliswa last week noting that the metros reports were being moved off of this terms agenda. We cannot have a full year in Parliament where we don't receive one single metro report on USDG or HSDG. Now I'm going to just go to the specific recommendations. I'll be very quick, Chairperson. Page 24, observation 2. The committee was concerned about the lack of adequate enforcement of action plans, and then the recommendation is consequence management must be applied to prevent irregular expenditure. Now, what consequence management and how will we monitor this? We need to firm that recommendation up. Then next page, observation 5. We noted the outcome of some of the entities remains stagnant for the past 4 years. I don't know what stagnant means. They've drastically underperformed. Their performance has been abominable. So I don't think stagnant is the right word. Nevertheless, that's not the contention here. You've said, Sabelo, under your recommendation, that the plan, that we must develop a plan to address recurring regression and stagnation by both the department and affected entities. That's a huge undertaking, and that this plan must be presented to the committee in the first quarter of 2022-2023 financial year. Sabelo, that's now. We're currently in the first quarter. I don't think that that gives the department enough time. I think that we need to say possibly the second quarter, which would be the beginning of next year. Going down, observation 7, you've said under recommendation here on the HDA, put in place controls to prevent control deficiencies, ensure the employment of qualified and ethical individuals in key positions. When and what reporting mechanisms, what do these controls look like? We made a huge number of recommendations to the HDA. What do these controls look like? I don't think that we can address the HDA's issues by just saying put in place controls and prevent control deficiencies. We need details here. When and what kind of reporting will the HDA have to provide to Parliament? Then observation 9. I think the whole committee will agree with this, but the observation is that the committee noted there were disparities spending versus achievement on the HSDG in provinces. For example, Northwest spent 92, but only met 50% of top structures. Furthermore, Free States, spelling error, province spent 97, but only achieved 40. And then we say, assist provincial departments to spend HSDG, provide training on the development of business plans, ensure all prospective projects comply with the project matrix system, and then both the Northwest and the Free State should present their challenges. Now, ensuring all prospective projects comply with the project readiness matrix system, that's a given. These are basics. Provide training on the development of a business plan. I mean, we shouldn't provide training on the development of a business plan. That's not going to turn around the issues in the provinces. We need a much firmer recommendation. And I really don't think that it's fair here to single out the Northwest and the Free State to present turnarounds on the challenges encountered when there were 6 out of the 9 provinces had rollovers. 2 of them were actually rejected by National Treasury. So all 6 provinces that weren't able to spend their money and that had rollovers must be presenting to us on turnaround plans, not just the Northwest and the Free State. And then provide training on the development. The provinces have to supply business plans. So, yeah, I don't think that that's a poor recommendation. Then down to 13. The committee expressed with serious concerns that the department did not reach its own 30% target for PDAs. Sabelo, what you've said here in terms of the recommendation, you say improve the performance for rezoning of land and PDAs and work with the HDA to ensure the rezoning of land is improved. When we spoke about this, Neville Cheney and other officials, the rezoning of land isn't a human settlements issue. And that's why I had suggested that potentially they reword this, because we keep failing on a metric that is actually the responsibility of municipalities. And the recommendation here was that this is going to require an intergovernmental solution that COGTA needs to get involved in, because municipalities don't have the correct zoning systems, and the municipalities are dragging their heels in terms of the rezoning of PDAs. The National Department is hamstrung by the inability of municipalities to do the very basics when it comes to this rezoning, which is why a target of zero was achieved on the PDAs. So we need to
Honourable Member, can I cut you?
Yes, I'm nearly finished, Chair. I've got two more. I'll be really quick. Can we give
let's give others, and then if there is still time, we'll come back. We can then submit all those things if we don't have time, because I'm afraid that
can you give me 1 minute? 30 seconds? Can you give me 30 seconds?
Okay,
cool. So COGTA intervention, and then lastly, observation 15, Sabelo, this should speak to provinces, because we've said that the department failed to utilize the allocated budget for the financial year, but really it was the provinces. That's my last recommendation. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Powell. Honorable Mokgotho.
Thank you, Chairperson. I concur with the previous speaker, because the committee was also concerned that the department failed to honor its promise of giving the committee a quarterly report on the progress made by the department and its entities on the implementation of the annual strategic plan. Sabelo also omitted the following points. The NHFC failed to disburse the allocated budget of 346 million, which was targeted to assist the missing middle sector of the society. As a result, they remained without access to housing. And he also omitted that the HDA failed in delivering the targeted 2,787 IBT housing units. Instead, they only delivered 1,685 IBT housing units, which left more people who were identified as would-be beneficiaries without houses. And again, with regard to SHRA, the report does not have the following points. SHRA failed to meet its target to deliver 3,500 social housing. Instead of delivering 100% of the targeted social housing, it delivered 2,771, also failed to deliver 4,000 social housing units tenanted. It only delivered 2,057. Lack of progress in the implementation of these projects perpetuates citizens' lived experience of having to travel long distances to work, incurring exorbitant transport costs. And then with regard to AG's recommendations, the following points that I'm going to mention here are not in the report, and I think the committee regards this as very important. That AGA recommended that the accounting officers or authorities should implement consequence management against those found to have transgressed laws and regulations, and should also ensure that vacant positions are filled timelessly. And then again, under the AG's recommendations, AG stated that ministers and MECs should track project commitments and regularly follow up on the implementation of action plans by the respective sector role players to ensure that appropriate and committed actions are being implemented to eliminate repeat findings. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much,
Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Segi.
Yeah, thank you very much. Maybe let's just understand what Member Powell was saying in relation to quarterly reports. I think, Member Powell, if you have realized, the department every time on quarterly reports, there are slides that talk about USDG. So there are slides that talk about provinces, which lead to, in some instances, appropriation or money
Chairperson, on a point
move from one point to other. So I think
Can you please
protect me? You have previously asked that members are not singled out and responded to by other members. Can you please protect me from Mr. Tseki's response to my input?
No, Honorable Tseki.
He's out of line, continuously singling me out and giving his own responses to me.
No, Honorable Tseki is reminding the committee. Maybe Honorable Tseki, you must say...
My points were not about provinces. They were about metros, Chairperson.
Can you listen, Honorable Powell, and allow me to chair the meeting?
I won't be singled out, Chairperson.
No, Honorable Powell, I'm saying, Honorable Tseki, can you then remind the committee that the report... don't address members, talk to the committee, the quarterly report and the quarterly engagement that we have with the department, but address issues as raised by members, which are not correct.
Okay. No, thanks, Chair. I think let me not address or mention a name. But I was just saying the entities and the USDG and provinces, from every quarter, they are being identified. Chair, there's a noise in my area. They are busy repairing something. Stop it. Let me just ask for Kualamia. Okay, sorry, Chair. Yeah, on the entities and USDG, I think they are quarterly reports. But if we want more, and then normally, Chair, like you called special meeting in the last, I think when we were reporting for certain questions that the committee asked to the department, I think that from time to time can happen. I would request if Sabelo can go to slide 4 and 14. I mean, not slide, the recommendations. I think if I just want to see the recommendation 4 and 14, sorry, Chair. Here, I think Pavelo is saying observing the... observing that the committee was lack of adequate coordination. Just go to the recommendation, Sabelo. And ensure that the planning and reporting across the government institutions and agents to ensure projects attracting housing. Okay. But I think it was an issue of reoccurrence. I think it's the one that Member Powell commented, which is item 4. I think... that one, Chair, we must find a way of having a special meeting to deal with the reoccurrence or repetitive issues that are raised by DME and Auditor General. I think Member Powell raised it in some, I think it was on item 4-5, Sabelo. Just look at that. And then 14, on 14, hey, that statement, Chair, of tender was not followed, but there was no money lost. Yeah, maybe it falls under the same issues of repetitive, because this observation, it's actually saying that correct measures for tendering were not followed, but there was no money lost, and I'm not sure how to put it. I'm just saying maybe we should just empower that a point recommendation. Just go to recommendation, Isabel. Okay, sorry. The committee raised the concern that the department utilizes total education budget in financial year ending. Okay. Okay, maybe it's fine in the manner, but all what I'm saying is that we need to have a way, man. When we say something is wrong, but there was no money lost, one is understanding. But if the sentence, the doing word here, or the most important word, is that procedures were not followed, even if there was no money lost. And now we need to stop the reoccurrence of that, Chairperson. Yeah, I think I support the report with those points that I've just mentioned. And I think on the other reports, issues that were mentioned, we just have to find a way, because in some instances, I don't agree with what Member Powell was saying. Maybe I should put it that way. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Becky. I don't see any other hands. Honorable members, let me remind members that one, the Speaker of Parliament on the recommendations of the BRRR wrote to the department through the Leader of Government Business, and there was a response of all the issues that were raised in BRRR, and the report were distributed to all members. Go to your files, you'll find that the report which came through the Speaker's office, it will not be that every single resolution that we take we will actually have the meeting on, but the department has to respond, which they did through the Speaker's office. And with the entities that we were worried about, which was the HDA and the CISOs at that time, and we have scheduled the meeting to engage with them. And it is true that every quarter when the department presents their quarterly basis, there is a section that talks to the oversight of the committee, which if you go back to the minutes of the committee at some point, we said that because of the time constraint that we have as a committee, we have 1 day per week to meet with the department. What should happen, the department, as they present to the committee, they must actually present their oversight on the committee. I think what we should then say, as we going forward, we should then say that either we should, as we write the letter to the department through Koliswa, because it's not the chair who's writing the letters. Koliswa, as we write the letter to the department, as we receive the quarterly basis, we should then raise particular questions that actually we have resolved on, because the issue that we would have 3 days meeting is impossible, and we should not even try to take decisions that we know that is not possible, because it's not the only committee that we have. There are members sitting in this committee which are sitting in other committees. Therefore, it's not possible that would have that three days per week meetings. It's not possible. We should not even try to do that. And what we should then do is to say that after receiving those response through the speaker, because this the PRRR is responded through the speaker. We should then actually, if we are not satisfied with the answers, we should then, as we meet with the department on those quarterly basis or scheduled meetings, raise those issues that we think they were not adequately improved, or they are not responded as the as we think as members of the committees. And thirdly, honorable members, we have even other avenues where we can use the statement of Parliament to raise some of the issues that we think they need to, we should, the department has to respond through the minister. We should ask questions to the minister, which are scheduled quarterly on quarterly basis, because the issue of three days per meeting, it will never happen, and it is not possible, because we were directed that we are given Wednesday, we can schedule special meeting on request. It will then depend on the approval by the chair of chairs and the chief whip. So I don't want us that we took decisions that we know that it will never happen, honorable members. So I just thought I must just clarify on these issues. And the letter that we received, the response that we received from the speaker, if members are not happy with the response of the department, members were supposed to indicate to the committee that on these questions that we have the resolutions, we have not seen the department. We are not agreeing, or the manner in which the department says that they are going to respond on these issues. We should we are not going to resolve those issues if we do the way or the way they've responded. So I just wanted to clarify the process. The BRRR, there was a response that was forwarded to members through COLISO, the report came through the speaker. And as a committee, what we're supposed to do is to say, after those receiving that response from the department through the speaker, we're supposed to raise some of the concerns around issues, which we have not done that, not that the issues were not dealt with. I think those are the issues that I needed to clarify, honorable members. Honorable Powell and Honorable Buta Sek.
Thanks, Chair. So having a single response to the BRRR report that's sent via the speaker, it still doesn't speak to the undertakings made to receive quarterly reports as a committee on crucial audit and entity issues. So there is a response, yes, but the undertakings made to receive quarterly reports on these crucial audit and entity issues have not been forthcoming in the previous financial year.
Honorable Powell, every quarter we receive a quarterly report from the department.
Only
and
from
the department,
DHS.
And we have taken
nothing on entity.
We have taken, listen, can I finish?
Chairperson, you're actually interrupting me. Can I finish what I'm saying and then you can respond?
Okay.
Thank you. I've gone through those quarterly reports. I've gone through the list of meetings we've had. The quarterly reports that the Department of Human Settlements present to us do not include quarterly reports for the entities. They only speak to the four programs of the national department. The undertakings made in the BRRR to receive quarterly reports on audit and entity-related issues we have not received. That's the point that I am making. It is an indisputable fact we have not received those quarterly reports. Nevertheless, I just wanted to say that the committee might also want to consider including two further recommendations, one on the residential rental relief of the SHRA that still hasn't been spent, and then one on the debt relief underspend on the NHBRC that still hasn't been spent. I think that those need to be included. And then lastly, in terms of a way forward, I just want to draw the committee's attention to Rule 166.4b of the Rules of the National Assembly that state that where a report of a committee is not unanimous, the report must specify in which respects there wasn't consensus, and it must, in addition to the views of the majority, express any views of a minority, which means that all recommendations made by myself as an opposition member do need to be included in this report. Thank you, Chairperson.
That misinterpretation of the rule is not going to appear.
Chairperson, we have a letter of clarity from the Speaker of the National Assembly. You know that, and so do I.
We are not going to put that thing. If you want to do it,
this is the rule of the National Assembly.
Honorable Powell,
you can't argue with it. We also have a letter from the Speaker.
Yes, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Second, can I?
You cannot exclude the views of opposition members from a BRRR, Chairperson.
Honorable Powell, honorable members, the Honorable Malachi, you wanted to speak? Honorable Malimata, too?
Yeah, no, thanks, Chair. I think we did not introduce wrong culture.
Honorable Tafen, you are noted.
Okay, you're right, Chair.
I think we have clarified how the processes need to work and how the process of parliament work. And I think Honorable Paul must be able to understand that let's not create new rules for certain meetings. Now, my order is on Honorable Paul that let's allow the meeting to proceed the way how it usually proceeds without interrupting it. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Tafeni. Honorable Malamata, sorry. And
no,
then you follow
you.
Honorable Tafeni.
No, thanks, Chair. I think we have dealt with the report, and all of us were given enough time to deal with the report, to go through the report. And this report, we know what is in it, and we know what's supposed to be met. And in many cases, comrade, once you set a target and you achieve targets, how do you have shortfalls? We cannot go and create things which are not there. The report is very clear. There were targets set, there were targets met, and there are measures to deal with targets where they were not met. What we cannot do is to come and try and create shortfalls which are not there. The other thing, Comrade Chair, you were very correct if we are to assist Comrade Powell to say, here we are dealing with annual report. An annual report is made up of quarterly reports. So if there was a time where there was that quarterly report needed a debate of such high magnitude, Comrade Powell should have worked it down there. Now we are here dealing with annual report. Now we must reverse back and try to get what was in the other quarterly report. I don't think this is in a good spirit of achieving what we want to achieve, which what we want to achieve is to ensure that the entity work and work correctly. There is nothing wrong to correct where we think things are not right, but it is totally wrong that we want to create any perception that these entities are flawed, they are not working, they are not there. And as if us who are conducting oversight, we are doing nothing. We have recommended where we felt things are not done right, and they have to be done in the right way. And comparing to other entities, these entities have performed much better. Comrade Chairperson, I'm just worried the manner in which some comrades conduct themselves here, if their views are not necessarily getting joy of the majority. Thank you.
Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I want to apologize about my gadget. I'm struggling now. But Chairperson, in the NHBRC is doing well in this report. So I want to know the NHBRC, where else get the inspectors? And number two, Chairperson, it's better we get a report quarterly, because at the end of the year, the annual report is coming to the members is mixed things that's supposed to debate quarter to quarter. And the HDA is coming to 0% report, because I don't understand in this in HDA. So all in all, Chairperson, this report is not suit us as the committee. Yeah. And two, as EFF, we are not accepted this report. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm in a crisis of gadget here. My phone is
okay. Thank you.
Not
well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Tafin. Honorable members, I need to go back again. The issue that we have not interacted with entities that we have identified is not correct. It's a false narrative by honorable members. We had the meeting, I can quote the recent meeting that we had with the HDA on the 11th of March, it was even twice a quarter because twice in one quarter, because on the 25th again, we met on the 11th of March, and then we met with the HDA again on the 25th of May. And this is the entity that we have identified worries. We've met with CISOs because we're worried about CISOs, and CISOs came and they presented, and they have actually improved because we have engaged with them as a portfolio committee. And these were the entities that we have actually worried because they were qualified. The HDA, again, we have met with them on the 25th of May, where the chair and the acting CEO, Ms. Mwasheng, came, and they even requested them to submit the condonation committee because we were worried about the irregular expenditure, and it was submitted. But the report does not tell us whether the treasury has approved or not approved the condonation. So the issues that members are raising that we have not, as a committee, engaged with the department is a false narrative. It's politicking, because every quarter we're meeting with the department. And in this committee, we took a decision that because we are given one day, which is Wednesday, to meet with the department, it's not possible to engage with entities. And the department, as they present, there is a section where they've even, I remember when even Honorable Mokotu, if I quote her, asking the acting DG about that, you were saying the entities, they've oversighted entities, it's 100% achievement. And Honorable Mokotu rightfully said, rightfully so ask, what is this 100% oversighted? Does it mean the entity have dealt with the matters that were affected on it? And the acting DG responded on the question. I think, honorable members, as the department comes to present, this department belongs to, this entities belongs to the department, and department, they've got responsibility again themselves to oversight on these entities to make sure that they carry the mandate of the department. and Parliament, we oversight on the department and its entities. And because of the, we're given one day per week to meet with the department and with the sector. Actually, it's supposed to be the sector in totality. It will never be enough for us as members of parliament to interact with the sector on a one day as parliament. And there was an issue that members raised at some point to say that we must request more days, which we did through Callisto, and it was rejected. Only on the special, on we were required to apply for a special on the day-to-day special meeting that we have to have as a committee, and that is in some instances the meeting are rejected because Parliament we have been sitting, and you members at some point when we requested to meet during Parliament session because we would have look at the agenda, some of you refused to say that when Parliament is sitting you don't want to have a committee meeting, and now you want to come and blame a committee that we are not actually a meeting. When we get the slot, members, some of you refuse to say that you are not attending. Your apologies to colleagues also said, no, I'm attending Parliament. I'm not going to attend the committee meetings. So I think we have to, at some point, would have to reconvene ourselves and start to look how do we want to. As we deal with quarterly report, there is nothing wrong for members to say that, to ask department on this entity, this was happened, and we get the response from the department. And if we adopt the first quarter and second quarter engagement with the department without asking them these critical questions, and then we come back and say we have not done the work. It's not correct, honorable members. It's a false narrative which should not be allowed to continue. So with that note, honorable members, I think the issues that are raised by honorable members, which are of correct and assisting us to move forward, we should agree that it should go into the report. And Sabelo, on the, I want to go back, go to the report, Sabelo.
Yes, sir.
On the scroll your report.
To the recommendation, sir. Okay.
No. On the body.
Yes,
Sabelo has raised on the issues on entities, what are their challenges in terms of the audit outcome and not meeting their target. Those issues are there on the entities, including on the department. The issue of the what I agree with honorable members on the department, we should actually note on the board that the department has achieved 51%, so that it could then link to its recommendation what we think the department should do on the 51% that achieved on the recommendation of the 51% achievement, which is it's something that we are correctly saying, Sabelo, that we need to, as on the second quarter, to engage with the department. They must come and tell us as they've actually reviewed their MTFS numbers. They must actually come back to say with 51% that they've obtained in this financial year and the MTFS 2019 to 2024 is ending up in the year after next. How are they going to make sure that they meet the target of 300, which I fully agree that we need the department to come and give us those details. And it will not be a meeting to come and discuss that you have achieved 51% and therefore what is it that you're going to do. Because we are going to deal with the threat plan and APPs of the department, members should take cognizance of that the department in the previous year, they've obtained the 51%, therefore in the coming years means that we should look at the target, which then should actually say to the department, but look, you are not going to achieve your target if your target is still 20,000 when you have in the previous years you had a shortfall of your target. So as we are going to deal with the threat plan of an APP of the department, we should then be able to make sure that the department cover the shortfalls that they've missed on this annual report. And Comrade Peggy, you are raising an important thing that we must agree on, that at some point we should then actually engage the department on the, and then I think even Honorable Powell has raised that, on the recurring issues. Because one of the things that I consistently as the department, that Auditor General raised the issue on addressing the root causes of some of the issues that are recurring. So, and the Auditor General, as we engage with him, he says that the department are not addressing the root cause. Therefore, even if you are dealing with this issue today, tomorrow you'd have another similar issue coming up because the root cause are not being attended to. And I agree with you, Honorable Zeki, that we should then be able to engage the department on the root cause as identified by the Auditor General and see how the department, their action plan or the audit action plans or addressing their management letters to AG does address the root cause as the AG has identified. I think in summary, those are the issues that we should agree on with the report as presented by Sabelo. Thank you very much, Sabelo. Can I then get moved for the adoption of the report with the amendment that I've summarized?
It's Honorable Powell.
Point of order.
May I proceed?
You are saying it's point of order.
Yes, Chairperson. We need to comply with Rule 66 of the National Assembly and include input where there has been a divergent opinion by the minority of the committee where applicable.
You are not, Honorable Powell. That's why we are saying you are misinterpreting the rules. You are not a minority.
We have a
minority. You are
an
individual. Honorable Powell. You are not a minority. Minority is all the political parties that are in the committee, not you.
Chairperson, the majority.
You
of the
are
AMC,
not
the
minority.
Is the opposition. Rule 166.
No. You
is
are
here.
Not. You are not minority alone. There are other opposition parties in this committee. We
are minority in terms
so,
of the rules of the National Assembly.
I'm saying,
I will be referring
you,
this matter
not,
with the recording to the
not,
Speaker of the National
you are,
Assembly.
You
Chairperson.
Are not, Honorable Powell, you are not a minority as an individual. You are minority as a group of organizations that are sitting in the portfolio committee. I think you are misinterpreting the rules.
Chairperson, the rule is clear. I'm not going to argue with you. I will refer this to the Speaker once again for a determination.
Right to the Speaker.
Please note the input from
the
Democratic Alliance and the BRRR. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. We'll note the objection of the EFF and of the of the
Chairperson, I'm not objecting to the report. I reserve all of my opinions for when this is tabled in the National Assembly. I'm asking that you record the inclusions of the Democratic Alliance in terms of the recommendations.
We are not going to include that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll refer this to the speaker.
We are not going to include that. I want to move for the adoption, Chairperson. Honorable Seki moves for the adoption of the report. Can we get the seconder?
I stand to second the move, Comrade Chairperson.
Honorable Malemata seconds the report. Thank you very much. The report is duly adopted with the objection of the EFF. Can we then get to the minutes, Kholiso?
Hello, Chairperson. Is the EFF also objecting, Chairperson?
Is only EFF. Honorable Powell says he's got the reservations too. I don't know what you write, but he says not objecting is a reservation. Yeah, EFF through Honorable Tafeni has objected.
Chairperson, you can say that the DA does not agree with the contents of the report.
It's an objection. What's the effect that it has? You can object. There is nothing wrong.
You can only object or agree in Parliament when the report is tabled, Chairperson. This is not the correct forum to lodge a formal objection. Therefore, you can conclude that the Democratic Alliance does not agree with the content of the report. I will reserve my objection for the National Assembly.
Thank you very much, Honorable Powell. Your objection, we've noted it. Honorable, can we proceed with the minutes? Can we lead us on the minutes, Honorable, Kholiso?
Hello, Chairperson.
Yes.
Yes, this is the minutes of the 12th of November. Unfortunately, my voice is not well. I'm not, I have a flu. So I will just take members page by page. Can I confirm the attendance, members? Attendance. Opening and welcome by Chairperson. Consideration of agenda. Apologies. Briefing by AG. And briefing by DPME. We only reporting on what the AG and the DPME said during the meeting, as the details of the meetings are in the report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Can we then move for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Seki moved. Can we get the seconder?
Seconded, Comrade Chair.
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we go to the second minute?
Meeting with the Department of Human Settlements, Chair. Can members confirm the attendance if it's okay? Okay. Opening and welcome. Briefing by the department and the minister made an opening remarks. And also the department presented the annual report and the key points according to the annual report, and the details of this are in the BRRR report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Can we then get the correction or the correction on the minutes? I don't see any hands. Can we then, can I get the mover for the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chairperson.
Honorable Seki moved. Can we then get the seconder for the adoption of the minutes?
I second, Comrade Chair.
Honorable Malema, second. Thank you very much. The last set of the minutes of entities, Koliso.
The one before last, Chair.
Okay.
Attendance.
We can't see the minutes, Koliso.
Oh, sorry.
Honorable Sisoi, can you mute?
Can you see them now, Chair?
Yes, we can on the 14th from 9 to 13 hours.
Yes, Chair.
On the NHBRC and the
NHFC and SHRA.
And SHRA.
Yes.
Can you scroll the minute?
NHBRC, NHFC, and SHRA presented. The details are in the BRRR report.
Yes, can we get correction? The only thing we should then say the presentation attached so that the person who reads can be able to follow.
I said the copies of the presentation can be obtained from me, Chairperson.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, but it's better to say attached to the minutes so that anybody who reads can then say the presentation attached to these minutes that were adopted.
Okay, Chair, I will make that correct.
Yeah. Okay, can we then get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Comrade Chair.
Honorable Chris Malemasa move. Can we get the seconder?
On behalf of Member Powell and Member Mukhotu, I second, Chair.
You're out of order, Honorable Chair.
I second, Chair. It was on a louder note.
Thank you, Honorable. Thank you, second.
Chair, just one point. I hear your point of saying attached minutes. My only worry is that I can imagine those big bundles. Now, when the minutes are being sent, the presentations, and the, you know how voluminous they are sometimes. And maybe you can just maybe talk with Kholiso after the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The last minute.
19 October. Attendance. Entities. Opening remarks, apologies. Agenda. Briefing by HDA. Briefing by PRA and CISOS. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Kholiso. Can I again get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
No, I second, Chair.
You are moving. Move. You must move. Like you are not seconding.
Can I move? I move seconds.
Honorable Malachi, move. Honorable Malimaja, second. Because the U is out of order. Thank you very much. This was the last set of minutes. And thank you very much, honorable members, for the engagement. Sabelo, let's make some of the input that as I summarize, and then we then table the report. I'm not sure whether you are able to do it before the minister reads the budget, Sabelo. Okay, let's do that. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Hello, Chairperson, sorry.
Yes.
I just want to double check.
Before we close, sorry members, there is the joint visit to
Vembe
on the petition that was forwarded to us. And the water and COCTA. In the meeting that we had, we have agreed that we will be led by water and sanitation, and as the two other portfolio committee participating in the process, because it's mainly Department of Water which was responsible for the building of houses, though building of houses remains our within our sector, and therefore we are affected for the fact that those in terms of the law, all the houses that were supposed to be built are supposed to be enrolled with NHBRC, which is our entity that we oversight on. Therefore, there is a NOMTU has communicated with honorable members to indicate their availability to go to Vembe to meet with those petitioners. Can we then request, I've seen on the chat group, none of members have confirmed. I know that with ourselves, our program are so tight that means that every week would have to be on the road. So can we then request members to indicate their availability for the coordinator to be able to coordinate properly in time. So, and those that are not available, they must indicate in time too, so that we can know how many people who are planning for in the process of preparation.
Chairperson,
you want to add? Okay, Honorable Tafeni, can we allow Qualify
yeah,
to add?
Yes, yes, we are waiting for the whip. Yes, we are waiting for the whip to select the person that is going to report.
Okay, all right.
Thank
you. Okay. Qualify, you want to add?
No, Chairperson, I wanted to know exactly who is available to go so that we can make a proper arrangement. Because there was no one indicated, only Ms. Powell who said she's not available, and the chairperson also said she was not available. So I wanted to know who exactly is going to travel to Vembe. Thank you, Chair.
Let's give Malachi for members of the ANC to get people to represent the committee. As you know that I'm not yet well, but I'm recovering. So please, honourable members, avail yourself for this visit. Honourable Malachi, can you finalize the matter and engage with the coordinator, please?
Okay.
Chair, I was also told that Mr. Zeki and Mr. Shwai are also going, but from the other side of water and sanitation. Thank you.
Yeah, they can send register to register.
Yeah, Mr. Zeki have already withdrawn due to family issues, Comrade Kuliso.
Okay.
Okay, so you are no longer going.
No, Mr. Comrade, Shwai? I think one is...
No, can we allow Mr. Malachi to finalize this issue on Koliso?
Okay, Chair, okay.
Thank you very much.
You must come back to me as early as 1 o'clock so that we can be able to finalize the preparation. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. With that note, maybe just for 2 seconds again, Kwaliswa, on the public hearings for Western Cape.
Yes, the public hearings for Western Cape, the political application has been received. We are busy with financials, but we also need people to indicate their availability, so that we can fast track the financial approval. Can members indicate to me via WhatsApp those who are available to go so that we can make financial arrangements? Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Malachi, just to finalize the Vembe one, finalize with the Western Cape, including Tafeni. Your whip must finalize the the issues of for Western Cape public hearings. That this is the last. This would be the last public hearing, honourable members. Let's soldier on. We have done our best, and thanks for those that have represented us. Led by Honorable Malachi on the visit to Northwest, and thank you very much. We have seen it, it went very well, and thank you, Honorable Members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.